So very briefly, there is a fascinating, fascinating midrash, that if we're talking overarching points as we start Sefer Bamidbar, that I want to try to analyze you with you for a minute. So the Midrash in Breishit Rabbah says as follows: Amar Rabbi Simon, Chamesh Pa'amim K'tiv Kan Ora. Five times it says light in the creation story, Keneged Chamisha Chumshei Torah, parallel to the five books of the Torah. Vayomer Elohim Yior, God said there shall be light, Keneged Sefer Breishit Shir Bonit Asek HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vara Et Olamo. And this is parallel to Sefer Breishit because God created the world. That, I guess, sort of makes sense, right? Meaning the first book, when God created the world, is parallel to when God created light. I sort of get that. Vayehi or, and there was light. Keneged Sefer Ve'ele Shmot. This is parallel to Shmot. Shebo Yatzu Yisrael Me'afela Le'ora. Because the Jews went out from darkness to light. Vayar Elohim Et Ha'or Kitov. God saw that the light is good. Keneged Sefer Vayikra. Parallel to Vayikra, Shehu Malei Halachot Rabot. Because it's full of halachot, and presumably kiner mitzvah v'torah, or Torah is light, something like that. I assume that's what's going on there. Vayavdel Elohim bein aor v'bein achoshech. And God divided, distinguished between light and darkness. Keneged sefer bamidbar, parallels bamidbar, shum mavdil bein yotzei mitzrayim levayei haaretz. Because it divided between those who left Egypt and those who came into land. Vayikra Elohim la'or yom, and God called light day. Keneged sefer mishne Torah, that's Dvarim, shumale halachot rabot, which is also full of many halachot. And the Gemara challenges, what about Vayikra? Okay, fine. Now this midrash is very odd at first glance. So I came across this, and I wrote it up for Migdal Moments already, but but what is going on in this midrash, right? It is very, very, very strange. But I'll tell you what. So, okay, fine. You want to find hints to the svarim of the Torah in Breishit. Wonderful. What's odd to me is as follows. For the purpose of Bamidbar, there's a lot that's odd here, but for the purpose of Bamidbar, is the contrast between Shmot and Bamidbar. So again, what did the Midrash say? Shmot is Vayavdel Elohim Or Ven Achoshech, because the Jews came from darkness into light. And then Bamidbar is Vayavdel Elohim Or Ven Achoshech Keneged Sefer Ben Mershu Mavdil Ben Yotzei Mitzrayim. So the separating of light and darkness is Well. So here's the problem, right? Is Vayhi Or is they left darkness to light. Bamidbar, that's Shmot. God dividing light and darkness, that he separates the people who left Mitzrayim from those who went into Eretz Israel. So the implication of the second half is, who's the darkness? Who's the darkness? Like the Yotzei Mitzrayim, right? The generation who doesn't make it. Sure, Korach, Egel, all the people, all the sins that made them not go in. Except what's the problem? In Shmot, who were the ones who went from darkness to light? The same people who in Bamidbar are apparently the darkness. Right, that seems to be what the Midrash is getting at. So I think at that level, what is the Midrash telling you about Bamidbar? Right? It'd be one thing if it's talking about different people. But it's saying, Ki'ilu, that the Jews, the Yotzei Mitzrayim, it's like they went backwards in time. Right? They had come out of darkness into light. But now they are the darkness. Now that's a very powerful statement about what happens or potentially when people sin. And it's not just that like they did something wrong. It's that at some level they have the potential of reversing the gains. Right? I mean, yes, for them it's reversing Yetziat Mitzrayim. But that they were at a state, they left it, and then because they sinned, it's as if they went back, right? They're back in the darkness. That is an extremely dramatic way of looking at what's going on in Bamidbar. Not just the Jews are sinning, so they don't go into Eretz Israel, but that they were the light. They were enlightened, maybe we would call it in English. And because of their sins, it wasn't just that they were forbidden from going to Eretz Yisrael. It's not conceptualizing just as a punishment. It's saying as if they've undone the gains, right? That's different than saying you are a person and now you're punished, but you've still changed. It's as if you have the potential, even after going through such dramatic experiences, of us erasing every gain you ever had. And that's a very dramatic way of looking at sin and a very dramatic way of looking at Bamidbar, that it's the generation of basically, that it's the story of how the Yotzei Mitzrayim lost everything. But it's also very powerful that if you follow the light imagery, that means they lost it, but they actually didn't. Because the people did, but the Jewish people as a corporate entity did not. So even in the, to use the metaphors of the Midrash, in the darkest moments, exactly, as a Jewish people, we didn't reverse. And that seems to be what the Midrash is getting at, is that on the one hand, the Midrash is a story in which the Jews of the Yotzei Mitzrayim completely reverse all their gains, but don't give up hope, because the gains they had, or the destiny that was forged in Shemot, is not lost. It just will now be translated and expressed in a different way by their children, right? So it's a moment of a harsh reflection of what sin does, but also a hopeful reflection on the destiny of the Jewish people, even when the people, the specific individuals, don't deserve to express that destiny, right? So it's a hopeful and a harsh message caught up in that imagery. I'll note that the Netziv takes this differently. And he thinks that that's not the axis of the Midrash. He thinks the axis of the Midrash is how open is God about his miracles. Where in Shemot, God is very open about the miracles. And by Midbar, we're moving away from open miracles towards Eretz Yisrael, where things are going to be b'derech hateva. And Eretz Yisrael is going to be completely hidden. He says, "V'Eretz Yisrael alchu b'derech hateva b'sitrei hashkachot malchut shamayim baruchu." In Eretz Yisrael, you go according to God's providence, but hidden. V'zeh ashinu yitchil odam b'midbar v'shnat arba'im. And that starts in year 40. But that's crazy. Why is that crazy? Because then Siv seems to turn the Midrash on its head. Who does he think the darkness is? The second generation, the 40th year, right? Because he says it's not about how good they are. It's light is when God's presence is manifest, and darkness is when it isn't. And in the 40th year, we start darkness. That's the separating. It's the opposite. It's not the sinners who are dark. It's the righteous people going to Israel who are in the dark. Now, that's an even more radical read at some level, because what that's saying is that, first of all, just because the Jews sinned, that didn't mean they lost their hashgacha. And it also means that just because things seem dark, for him, that's not a bad thing. Right? God hiding his hashgacha, it may seem dark, but it's not. Those are the people who had the schut to go into Eretz Israel. And the Midrash is telling you that, yeah, you separate the light from the darkness, but the darkness isn't all bad. Meaning Eretz Yisrael is supposed to be a more naturalistic expression of Ashkachar Hashem. That may be called darkness, but it is also more sustainable. That's the way we're going to experience life. So the imagery there, the Midrash, would be that light isn't all good and darkness isn't all bad. It's just different expressions of Ashkacha that are proper for different periods of time. But they're not objectively worse or better. They're different. God's hashkacha isn't better or worse. God's hashkacha is tailored to what the nature of our experience is, and therefore it's possible that the less righteous people who are sitting in the midbar will have an open hashkacha, and those who go to Mitzrayim won't need that, will be able to be self-reliant, and that is a form of light, even though it seems like it's darkness. So those are, I think, two very different perspectives on the Midrash that frame a Sefer Bamidbar.